One of the secrets of success, if you're heading out shrimping today, you know, it cracked me up because we went and launched the boat yesterday and the harbor is full. I mean, and I guarantee it, for instance, at Everett, for instance, the blacktop's going to be full of trailers. The old grass is going to be just full. And of course, you can stop by Harbor Marine and get your shrimp bait. I saw two pails of shrimp bait left. They sold an entire pallet of this stuff. And one of the tricks to successful shrimp fishing is adding a liquid component to those pellets that you soak them, exactly. And so I've got a whole pail of those soaking in this Potsky shrimp and crab fuel. I'm looking forward to seeing how
that's
that works.
The stuff
that is the stuff. Yeah,
well, you got to mix it into a little sludge kind of a deal, so it just kind of oozes out of there. Mm-hmm. And you want all those little particles kind of rolling downstream to get kind of a little chum slick set up, get those shrimpies coming in.
You know, the neat thing about that stuff too, though, if you kind of delayed and didn't get out there, didn't go buy your stuff, and you're not one that's well suited for mixing up your own slop in the kitchen, because that can get pretty nasty,
especially on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, especially on Cinco de Mayo.
If the wife catches a margarita after you've mixed your shrimp bait,
it may taste a little krilly.
Could have marital problems at that point. Yeah.
This stuff here, it's just as easy as soaking in some type of meat, flesh, or whatever for your crab and shrimp, if you so choose, or even a big sponge. You could literally soak a sponge in that stuff overnight, put it in your pots the next day, and put it out, and it's going to drop that scent trail.
I know guys that'll take a little vegetable oil, some of that fuel, that crab and shrimp fuel, and then they take the pellets and they mix it all together and kind of get it into that consistency where it's kind of like peanut butter.
Right.
And we've had Tom Pollock talk. Yep. He's the master of this stuff. I mean, I don't know how many blenders that guy's. He probably only has one, knowing Tom.
Probably.
But mix it into a little kind of a slurry deal and pack it into your bait jars, and man, they
scent trail.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, those guys do real well with that deal. So.
Yeah, and if you can also grab some cat food at the store, that seafood feast cat food. A lot of guys will just poke a bunch of holes in one of those.
I
prefer to use the blender method that you meant and really just get that stuff fine so it gets out in the water column. And I tell you what, a lot of guys are pounding, dropping their gear right now, which is great. But keep in mind, a lot of those shrimp on that bottom end of that tide when we have a smaller bit of exchange is going to be better fishing. So middle of the day today, if you're not out yet, it's going to be all right. You're going to still have some great fishing ahead of you today. So you guys mentioned you are actually heading to the coast this week.
Salduck River, okay. Monday. Going to fish with Mikey Z out there.
Lucky.
And you know me, I don't do the Columbia. You have a hell of a time getting me in your boat to do the Columbia River Springer thing, and I appreciate the offers.
Why wouldn't you want to fish between I-5 and Portland International Airport?
Just get away from it all. You know, just get out there and relax and be secluded.
You kind of just answered my question right there, And so fishing the Salduck, I mean, I love it out there. It's a kind of a serene deal. You get to fish this nice, beautiful river, and the spring Chinook in there. They will tear you up. Yeah. There's no sea lions. There's none of that stuff chasing your fish down. I mean, these are big, powerful fish. They get them up to 30 pounds over there.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is, it's not like there's a bunch of them.
No,
it's
not.
Tough fishing. You know, you don't have, well, supposedly 400,000 springers coming up the Columbia. I mean, there's a handful of fish coming up there, and you really got to work for them. So I'm looking forward to getting out there, fishing with my buddy Stam down at Eden Claw Auto Rebuild. We haven't fished together since December. So
nice.
Be a good day and get out on the river. And that
could
might
be like yesterday.
It could be.
With a nicer day sun-wise. You never know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully you guys get into a couple.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And, this could be my last fishing trip till I take off. I'm kind of running out of time here.